Finding a pack of blueberries these days is super easy. They are everywhere in both the fresh and frozen sections of the supermarket. But while the supply is high, the market price is low. And for growers, that's a big problem. Jennifer Mitchell has our story.
Ask a Maine wild blueberry grower how business is these days, and you'll likely get this.
Terrible. Just horrible.
That's William Rutledge. We caught up with him in Ellsworth, where he was attending one of several meetings organized by the Maine Cooperative Extension to discuss strategies for staying in business. Rutledge has a small operation in the Washington County town of Harrington, about 30 acres. A typical acre of blueberry barrens will yield about 2,000 to 4,000 pounds of berries, depending on pollination and other factors. It may sound like a lot, but the prices paid at freezer facilities to growers like Rutledge have slid into the pennies per pound.
Oh, 25, 29 in there. Half a cost of production, maybe. Not good.
10 years ago, the same pound of berries was worth $1.09 per pound. So what's going on? To understand the price slide, one needs a basic primer, Blueberry 101.
Well, traditionally cultivated blueberries are a fresh market fruit. And wild blueberries is traditionally a processed fruit.
Wild blueberry specialist David Yarborough with Maine Cooperative Extension says you can roughly categorize blueberries into two groups, cultivated or high bush and wild or low bush. Wild blueberries, those found only in Maine and parts of Canada, are smaller, have a more complex flavor, and contain higher levels of antioxidants than their cultivated high bush cousins, says Yarborough. Traditionally, the two fruits never competed, but recently, other countries have stepped up their cultivated high bush berry effort.
If you look at British Columbia, they produced 160 million pounds of blueberries. And, you know, you usually think as a high bush as fresh market. They froze 110 million of the 160 million. So all those blueberries are now sitting and competing directly with wild blueberries.
That's bad news for a Maine industry that sends only 1% of its crop to the produce stand and 99% to be processed in muffin mixes, granola bars, and frozen in bags. The state has pumped more than 100 million pounds of low bush fruit into the frozen market each year for the last three growing cycles. As with most commodities, prices have been fickle. For smaller growers, the ride can be especially bumpy. But one producer says he saw the writing on the wall a decade ago and started to make some changes. Worcester's Wild Blueberries in Orrinville Township has about 70 acres in production. It's one of the few commercial berry operations in Piscataquis County. There's not much to see at the moment but a windy, snow-swept field. But unlike other small growers, Everett Worcester and his wife, Lee, seem optimistic about the summer harvest. Everett says for a long time he did things the conventional way and trucked his berries to a processor an hour and a half away.
From this farm and the other farm, to the freezer plant, either in Ellsworth or Orland. But the prices kept fluctuating so bad that we just veered off into another direction. We said, we need to get control of this.
So about 10 years ago, the Worcesters revamped their business plan and did the reverse of what other producers were doing. They started selling fresh quarts and pints of berries at farmers markets and then worked to get them distributed to nearby stores, bakeries, and food service outlets. Lee says after an investment of tens of thousands of dollars, they could do their own freezing and look for creative ways to diversify beyond the requisite jams and jellies.
Everett and I have developed, 15, 16 different products. We have a new product that's about to come out, Everett's Blueberry Salsa.
Blueberry Salsa? So yeah. What is that? I mean, you're taking blueberries places blueberries don't normally go.
You know how we develop a new product when customers keep asking over time, do you have? And then we develop it. And for what, 2-3 years, they've been after salsa.
There's also a barbecue sauce and a special line of wedding favors, tiny jars of blueberry jam called Something Blue. The profits made on value-added products like those bring stability, the Worcesters say, to an industry known for its volatility. But it didn't happen overnight. Dozens of growers, such as William Rutledge in Harrington, have no choice but to face yet another year of predicted low prices. In order to stay in the game, he says, everybody he knows is cutting back.
On future projects, on just workforce, less fertilizer, less bees, less everything.
David Yarbrough with Cooperative Extension says similar to what New England's small cranberry producers have been coping with for years, some wild blueberry growers will likely be forced out of business. Others will try to hang on until prices turn around. In the meantime, Yarbrough says consumers could have the biggest role of all to play. Buying and eating more Maine wild blueberries, he says, will help turn the market around. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.